Hi, it's Allison with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to make sure that you're aware of three spring workshops that I'm giving. In March, I'll be in Wisconsin. In May, I will be in Pennsylvania and Delaware. And I hope that you're near one of those places or have always wanted to visit and that you'll think about coming. To find out more about those workshops, go to artbizcoach.com/workshops. Okay, on to today's podcast. Here's my question for you. Have you ever been unclear about the instructions for a grant proposal? My advice? Call the organization and ask. Are you unsure about how to label your CD for an exhibit submission? Call the organizer or gallery and ask. Are you wondering how to best promote a speaker or a workshop presenter? I know this from experience. Call the speaker and ask. Years ago, I visited the offices of the National Endowment for the Arts in Washington. I was there to talk with them about grant proposals that we were submitting on behalf of the art museum. One piece of advice has always stuck with me. I'll never forget it. The gentleman, the NEA representative, said something to this effect. We are here to answer questions. Use us. Seek our advice as you're writing your proposal, not at the very end when the deadline's in sight. Too often we flounder because we're afraid of asking for clarification. We're afraid of the answer, so we'd rather guess. Or maybe we're just lazy. Picking up the phone and dialing a number these days requires so much effort. Here's the thing, though. Asking doesn't make you look unknowledgeable or stupid. On the contrary, asking makes you look smart. Here are four benefits of asking for clarification. One, asking puts your name in front of the other person on the other end. You say, "Hi, this is Mary Jones, and I'd like some clarification about blah, blah, blah." Putting your name in front of people is always good business. Two, asking shows people that you want to honor their guidelines and preferences. This, again, is always a good thing. Three, asking proves to the person that you're talking to that you are a professional, especially if you make your call in advance and don't wait until the last day before a deadline. You got past any fear or laziness and picked up the phone. You're a real professional. Four, asking gives you peace of mind because you know, in the end, when you hand it anything in, that you did it right. Final word, if you're confused or unsure about guidelines or requirements, ask for clarification. In all of my examples, I encouraged you to pick up the phone and dial a number rather than send an email. I stress this because it's so easy to be further confused by email. A live conversation will be much more fruitful and will often be faster than exchanging email messages. Well, that's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.